One, two, three, four, five. Okay, this is, I've stopped. This is going to be Skype. Let me get around here, make sure this is doing. I'm going to start recording. Okay, this is show number two for today. This is Jolynn Rose. Boy, this microphone, I just feel like it's not picking me up. And I'm going to go to Skype. Good, video was saved there. I'm going to go to Jolynn Rose, and it looks like she's active now, and in 1 minute, I'm going to give her a call. Fiction Adventure, Agatha and Frank's Love Story, stranded on Roslyn Island. Okay, I'm recording on OBS. I'm recording on HP. I'm going to go back and make sure. Yep, got that. We're recording. I've been for about a minute. Let's go ahead and give Jolynn a call. Roslyn. Jolynn, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing?
I am doing fine. It is morning for you. 8:30 out there. We're almost noon here, so this is good. I'm glad I got some of the day out of the way, and I love the picture. It really looks good, and I love the book up in the corner there.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah. Yep,
that looks good.
Yeah, so my son and daughter-in-law were here. They were talking about too much stuff. Should I blur the background out, or?
No, I think that looks good. It's colorful. Okay. It looks good. And your frame just right, so I like that. And we'll have the book cover up as well, and that's good to have that in the background on the picture. And this really is going to look good. I like this. The color is good. It looks like the Skype quality is good today. We don't have any storms here or apparently there either. Boy, a week ago, we had problems here. It was really windy, and our internet was terrible.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of weird how the wind makes the internet bad. If you have, like, Dish, I guess it would be, but.
We've got Comcast, and I'm really disappointed. I was excited. I mean, it's Xfinity through Comcast, and they're, like, number one in the country. So I'm thinking, okay, these people will really be good. And the speed, I bought the fastest speed that they have, and it's still, they don't guarantee anything. It's one of those where up to, you know, a gigabyte or whatever it is that I purchased, because I'm saying I'm not getting the speed that you said I was. And like, no, you said we said you would get up to that speed. So that.
I have Xfinity. I'm trying to get that picture so it's better.
Oh, actually, keep moving it a little bit of the left side of the book. Let's just tilt it a little bit. And let's see. Now go the other way. There we go. Yeah, perfect. Right there.
Okay.
No glare.
I'm like, okay, gotta move this.
That's difficult. I'm telling you which direction to go based on what I'm seeing in the camera. So it's opposite what you have there. And I just started a recording on Skype. I'm recording audio and I'm recording our video here. I'm like a pilot. I have my checklist before takeoff to make sure that we have everything.
Yeah, you don't want to go through the interview and find out, oh, crap, I forgot to turn it on.
That is a fear that I have. I've not done that, but there have been times when I'm halfway through it, I'm thinking, okay, did I record? Because I only see recording on Skype. I can't see recording on the main software that we use. So, and if I go back to it, I'll screw it up. So I'm thinking, geez, I hope I'm recording on there. But we're recording on Skype, so we're okay. We've got that recording here. And, you know, I was just talking about the Comcast thing. I was thinking maybe I need to get a landline because their phone system is all through the internet. So if you have an internet problem, you've got a phone problem. But most of the phone companies down here they don't have the wires buried like we had in Indiana. So they fall anymore. I don't know how we do that. So we just, we hope for a calm day, and so far it's been that way. So I've got it here. Roslyn, I'm saying that correctly, right?
Yeah, Roslyn.
Roslyn, perfect. I've got everything set here. Like I say, we'll get this posted right away on all of the podcasting and social media. I'll get those links off to you, and we'll go to work on the video, and I'll get that off to you as well. And if you are set, I'm going to do a silent 3-second countdown. I'll let you know when I'm starting that. Come back, do an introduction, and we'll have 18 to 20 minutes to chat. And Jolynn, if you are ready, I'm going to, audio's okay. You're hearing me okay?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, let's perfect. We're going to start the silent 3-second countdown now. Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The fiction adventure Agatha and Frank's love story, Stranded on Roslyn Island by Jolynn Rose, is the story of a couple who retired, went on their dream adventure sailing around the islands off the East Coast, ending up on an island. Well, they learned over time that island wasn't just any island. Jolynn Rose has lived in Oregon most of her life. She traveled with her husband while he was in the U.S. Army and their two sons. At 60 years old, she found she liked to write. She joined forces with her mother, Lola Smith, who was 81, to write the Roselander books. They enjoyed writing together, so they've written 8 books. Jolynn Rose, author of Agatha and Frank's story, Stranded on Roseland Island, is our guest on This Week in America. Jolynn, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate you having me.
What a great imagination you and your mother have. I love the storytelling. I love the story behind this Agatha and Frank story. Why did you decide to start writing? And I mentioned when it was. It was only recently. Why did you decide to start writing? Because you've had that talent there. You could have been doing this years ago.
Well, my father had passed away, and my mother was really having, you know, difficulty with it because they'd been married for like 60-odd years, of course. And when she was in her early 20s, she wrote a little short story to Reader's Digest, and I thought it was amazing. Of course, I was young, but and I decided, well, let's, you know, because we were living out there at that point, and I asked her, let's write a story, let's finish that story, let's make it something fun. And so we started writing on it, and it was just too difficult. And I had just seen some mermaid shows on the History Channel. They had discovered mermaids and all this kind of stuff. So I'm like, let's write about this. And all the rest of it's pretty much history. We just started writing and just having a grand old time, just thinking outside the box. And like I said, my mom was 80-something at that time. And for her to get creative outside the box, it was fun to see her grow. So as you read each of my books, the creation gets even better and better. And they're fun books, which my goal is to make it a fun family book
that you can
enjoy.
Well, and that's nice to have out there because there's so many books you feel depressed as you're reading them. And if you read your books, in particular, Agatha and Frank's story, it's a good story. It's a fun story. It's an enjoyable read. The book's available, by the way, at authorreputationpress.com, as well as Amazon and the usual places. You mentioned Mermaid, and this book is unique, and you take sort of a different approach, including using mermaids. You call them mer-being in the book. Talk about that aspect of it, because that does make it unique, and it's a fun part of the story.
Well, you know, when you think about human beings, you know, it's, you know, all races, all, you know, male, female, man, woman, you know, kids and everything. Well, when you say mermaids, they're basically talking about the females. And as we started writing the book, we're like, wait a minute, okay, human beings, then it should be mer-beings, because it matches with the other beings that, you know, you call other things beings, you know, alien beings, you know, all those things. Yes. So it just made sense to me and Mom that that's what they should be called. So now everybody can start calling them mer-beings instead of mermaids.
And it makes a lot more sense. I love the explanation. I don't know why we got mermaid in the beginning. I like being better. And that's in the book, Agatha and Frank's story, Stranded on Roslyn Island. Jolynn Russell is our guest, and Rose is our guest and on the program today. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Where did this idea come from? Once you come up with a concept, you've got this thing with the mer-beings in the back of your mind, this whole adventure for Agatha and Frank. Where did this come from?
To be honest, I have no clue. It just, me and Mom just started having fun with it. And we decided that my mom always liked Agatha as a name. So she got to pick Agatha because we, you know, of course we knew it was a couple that we were there. And my husband always wanted to name one of our boys, you know, one of our kids, Frank. So I dedicated the Frank to him. So then the Agatha and Frank are basically my mom and me is Agatha, and dad and my husband are Frank. So you get a little bit of it, all of us in there. And the island, it was kind of funny because we watch a lot of Discovery History Channels and stuff like that. And so I kind of took off from that. And what I thought was interesting through the years, if you look at my book years and when they discover stuff, it's long after I had already written it in my book. So I think that was always kind of fun to see happen.
It's got to be amazing to go through this process. And let's talk about how long it took to write this book and the concept of writing with someone else. How did you divide up who was going to do what in writing the book, Agatha and Frank's story?
Well, we started out with, we just sat down at the dining room table and started talking about it. And then me and my husband lived in the RV outside, and my husband had to go to the hospital, so he wasn't there. So I had all this time to myself. And so I would write just all night, just coming up with stuff. And then I would go in the morning, and me and mom would, you know, just kind of brainstorm over the base I wrote. And then she'd add, because my mom's an avid reader, that she she was just excited about adding her input. And so as time went on, we kind of went back and forth on how we wanted it to be written. So I did most of the writing. Mom did most of the, you know, thinking outside the box as far as, okay, this is what I see in books. This is what you need to do. You know, kind of like you want to remind people, like the second and third book is, you know, as far as I was concerned, I wrote the first book. If you didn't buy the first book, you don't need to, you know, don't buy the second one. And that kind of mentality. And mom's like, no, you got to remind everybody. So that's how, you know, with her experience as a reader, it came in really handy.
How many books have you written by yourself and then with your mom?
I actually have, I'll show you the first book, which is kind of funny. This is my first book. And if you see, it's really thin.
Yes.
And it's just the base story. It's a kind of like a short story. So Agatha and Frank actually get shipwrecked on the island and get rescued on the island in this little tiny book. I thought it was going to be a huge book. I thought it was kind of funny is that after I got it published, it was like, I got to start writing more.
Well, you and know,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, the story moves so well. It's not one of those where you'll look at it and go, I got 623 pages to read. I'm not sure I want to invest that much. It's a story, and it's a fast-moving story.
Yeah. I used to be a reader when I was, you know, younger, and then, of course, you know, like most people, they've gotten away from reading, which I've noticed since, you know, I've been writing books.
Yeah.
But it's just, I like to be able to pick up a book and read it in one night and call it a day. And then I can move on to the other ones. And the other thing with my books is you won't find the same thing in any of them. I mean, the base is there, but everything else is a little different because another author issue is they write the same thing and you can figure out what's going to happen before you even finish the book. So you don't even finish the book. So my books, you don't get that. You'll never know what you're going to find in my books.
Each book is unique. The book we're talking about specifically now is Agatha and Frank's Story, Stranded on Rosalind Island by Jolynn Rose, our guest on the program. She's got a copy of it she's showing. We've got a copy up on the video. And to get the video version of the show, just go to thisweekinamerica.us. The video's there, and you'll find us on YouTube. Or just Google it, and you'll find us on YouTube and be able to watch and see all that the book covers here. I mentioned Agatha and Frank. You talked about where the names came from. Are these based on anybody you know, the couple, they decide this is a lifelong dream they've wanted to do, based on anybody or just totally fabricated?
All fabricated. You always hear about, oh, when we retire, we're going to go do this, we're going to go do that. And I figured, you know, I don't sail. I don't like the ocean now. I mean, I love to look at it, but put me on it is you know, not my big dream. And so I thought it was kind of fun just to write about something. I actually researched everything I put in there, like all the sailing names and whatever they call those sailing things. So it's all accurate because I wanted to make sure even all the creatures that are in my books are accurate. I do the research to make sure that, you know, the different creatures are real in life. So, you know, it made it fun because I had to learn stuff too.
Well, it's interesting. You've talked about how much fun this is, the adventure not only of writing it, but researching it, coming up with the characters, tying them together in various scenarios. What keeps you writing? Is it all of those elements that you talk about? Because I get the impression you're really having a good time.
Yeah, well, it started out that it was just fun because, you know, like I said, it was experience with Mom. We got to, you know, be best friends that way. We got to enjoy each other's company, and we just laughed so hard the whole time. And then after the first series, which is basically all about the Mer-beings, me and my husband started traveling across the country in an RV, one of those dreams that everybody usually says they have, and we actually did it. So my mom kept asking, well, when are you going to send me in? Because she was my editor. And so she kept asking, well, when are you going to send me more of the book? So I continued to write until, you know, and then I would send her via email the parts that I've written, and she would edit it and she would send it back. So we were doing cross-country editing as we went. So that was more, I just loved the idea of sharing things with my mom. And so she passed away last year about this time. And so I haven't written very much since because she was my muse. Yes. And she was very important in all my writings. In fact, art in, I think it's this book. Yeah, the art in this book is actually probably 85% her drawings. And the other 15 is my drawings. So the really nasty looking stuff is me. And stuff is my mom's.
Mom did the good stuff. And the book, in Agatha and Frank's story, Stranded on Rosalind Island, is what Jolynn was holding up. And I'm so sorry to hear about the passing of your mother. But what a great way to create memories. And, you know, you tell these stories, they're still vivid in your mind. What a great time you obviously had in writing with her and working with her on these projects.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just a really wonderful time that we had together. So I'm glad we had that time before she passed.
With all the books that you've written, what would you like to see become of the books? What do you hope happens with the books and with your writing career as well?
I think it would be fun to have this one made into a movie because it has so many unique things in it.
Yes.
And so I think that would be fun. And then the travel books actually is about history that around the country. We didn't go to, you know, all of the tourist traps. We went to the small towns, and we I looked at the history, went and did the history, and it made history fun because, you know, you could put a name to something or a building. It was a lot of fun. We enjoyed ourselves tremendously. But what I did is, if you look at it, this maps here is the states that this covers. And then if you look at the next one, it has a whole bunch more states filled in because that's all the states that we went to. So each of my books will cover the states that are in the book. So you can actually look at the book and go, oh, okay, what's in Texas? And find out, you know, the fun things to do in Texas that don't cost anything.
Well, yeah, makes history come alive, and it makes history relatable. And the books that, for those of you just listening and not watching, part of the Agatha and Frank series, Road Trip Adventure, Living the Dream, Exploring America, all those are available. The usual places, if you go to authorreputationpress.com, you'll get information there on Agatha and Frank's story. So this history, you've really enjoyed this, haven't you? Traveling and being able to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, especially when I started looking into the history part of the towns. I mean, you have so many small towns in the United States that are just kind of dying.
Yes.
And it's really hard to see that. But when you start thinking about the history that they lived through and that they're there, it's sad, but it's so unique that they had the opportunity to make the different history. And the diversity of the people, it's just, you know, from all countries. I mean, they're everywhere. Every type of person you can think of is in one state or another. And it's amazing if you think, like, the Germans in Texas. You know, you think, wow, that's a long way from New York. But there was a lot of colonies of German people there.
Yes.
And they actually fought some in the wars, too. So it was pretty interesting stuff.
I like the concept of Agatha and Frank's story, Stranded on Rosalind Island, becoming a film, a TV series, something. It's so visual. The way you write the characters, the way you write the scenes, it sets it up for that. Talk about as you go through and the ability to be descriptive. So it's not just words we're reading. We see images with those words. How challenging is that to not overwhelm us with detail, but give us enough that we really can see what you're talking about, the characters and the landscape?
That would be my mom. My mom always says, you got to have the visual, you know, the visual way. You know, yes. You have to be able to see them. So in when I describe the Merbings, because there's different clans of Merbings, I described each of them so you visually could see what they would look like. And mom was really, you know, wanted to make sure that when you read something that you get it, you know, that it's not okay. You know, because you can read some books and you can imagine one thing. It's kind of like listening to a song and then you see a video of it and it's like nothing you thought it was going to be.
Right.
So when I wrote these books, you know, that was something mom instilled in me, is to make sure that you can, you know, have people envision it.
And we all have a different perspective as we're reading that. That's what's so fun about that. We can create our own world. You lay it out there for us. We can take that and interpret it in our own minds. The book is Agatha and Frank's Story, Stranded on Rosalind Island by JoLynn Rose, our guest in the program. Book available at authorreputationpress.com, the usual places as well. What are you working on now? I got just a minute or so left in the program. Are you working? Got some ideas for a new book?
Yeah, I have another travel book that I'm working on, because I like doing series four books, and so I have another travel book, and then I'm thinking about writing this murder mystery book. My daughter-in-law wants me to write a murder mystery book, so we'll probably do that, because you know, I kind of get ideas and I write them. You know, start writing them, and then I just kind of go, okay, I'll get to it later. So I think that's one of the, they call writer's block.
yes. It'll come to me at some point, and then I'll go back and I'll finish it. And we hope that you finish all of those ideas. I like all of those. The murder mystery would be fun, and certainly the travel books have done quite well. So with us on the program, JoLynn Rose. The book we're talking about specifically, but one of several that she's written, Agatha and Frank's Story, Stranded on Rosalind Island. You'll find the information at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, authorreputationpress.com. It's available. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to get information on JoLynn and her books. JoLynn, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Agatha and Frank, and we look forward to more books and having you back on the program. Thank you for being with us on the show.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks. I've enjoyed it.
It has been our pleasure. JoLynn Rose, author of Agatha and Frank's Story, Stranded on Rosalind Island. You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages. Nicely done, and that went by quickly. That was fun. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. It was fun. It was just kind of came out of my mouth. That's my problem.
Well, no, that's the best way to do that. Sometimes it's difficult when you get guests and nothing comes out of their mouths. So that it's hard to do a talk show when only one side's talking. So that works out very nicely. And I will get all of this posted, and I will get the links off to you by this time tomorrow. And as soon as I get the video posted, I will get that to you as well, and we will stay in touch. And this has really been fun. I really enjoyed this. Thank you for taking the time to do this and for the Skype test last night. It worked out very well. Great picture. And I'll get this link off to you very soon.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Okay. You have a good day. Have a good weekend.
I will do that. You as well. And I count Friday, so that, you know, tomorrow starts the weekend for me. So
happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Same to you. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, why did that not show up? Show up shortly.